Who's our guest this morning?
We have on the line with us now Mark Conrad, who is the principal at Rogers Elementary.
Well, Mark, good morning, you're Mark. On a delayed schedule this morning, so that means an extra couple hours of sleep, coffee in the robe, feet right. up on the desk, right? That's how that works out, right?
Oh, we start right away, buddy.
I know you do, my friend. It's a thankless job, and that's you notice us radio guys here. We're the first ones to come tell you that everything's delayed and you can sleep in. So we're right there with you. But busy times over at Rogers. Keith, my goodness, look at the size of that list.
You've got to start with the really incredible things. Mark, you and Binford raised $52,000 to put in
a week?
Fitness track. Talk about that. That's amazing.
Well, we did. Our PTO is amazing, and they came to us with the idea that they wanted to partner with Boosterthon.com, which runs a fun run. And with that fun run, they brought in some of their own individuals to have a character program with our students and just kind of get everybody excited and pumped up about the idea that we would like to put in a quarter-mile fitness track behind our schools so that not only the students could use this during TE or recess, also so that the public in the surrounding area there can come and join and enjoy a fitness track in our back lot there. And the kids just really rallied around. Parents jumped on board. It was a great program. It didn't last extensively long, only about 2 weeks in length. So that amount of money and
that's
that
amazing.
Much enthusiasm really was amazing. It really was.
When you put your mind to it. Yeah. And you put the effort to it. Fantastic stuff. Now, when we last talked to you, and I know this has been a few months ago because we try to rotate through everybody in the corporation, you had a parking lot that was trying to get put together. Did you get all that stuff finally figured out and completed?
We did. We did. And it's much safer now. You know, it has a different look to it and a little bit of a different flow. But it's been manageable and it works much better. Again, I think the safety piece has been the big piece that has been fixed with that.
Well, the dropping off of the students while the students are trying to get on the buses, that's not the kind of thing you want to deal with in a parking lot. All right. Now, you also partnered, and Mike, think about this. 405 students and faculty were taken to the Cardinal stage production of Mary Poppins.
Very nice.
Now, Mark, some of these kids have never been to live theater or seen anything like it. What was it like seeing these kids' faces?
Oh, they were excited. And, you know, the really unique thing was our teachers prepped the students very well beforehand. They went through a number of the songs, put, you know, poems, the different themes to Mary Poppins. So what was really, really kind of moving was during I can't even think of the song, but during one of the songs, all of our kids started singing along, and it just felt good. You know, it was a great experience to take them. Again, some of those who've never been or may never go to a live theater.
That's absolutely an amazing story. Now you have done the Martin Luther King Legacy Awards at Rogers. Last year, the award went to Carrie Curry. What about this year? What are you doing this year? That's coming up.
That is coming up. Next Monday morning, we're going to have a school assembly.
Is it a surprise, by the way? Can we talk about who's getting it?
Nobody's listening.
Well, it came out in the paper, so I don't know that it's a surprise anymore. You know, once it's in the paper, I think everybody knows.
There goes that.
We're gonna honor Craig Brenner next Monday morning, and so another honorable recipient to our MLK Legacy Award.
Well, Craig kind of headed up the Martin Luther King Day On, Not Day Off for the city for years, so what an appropriate person that is. What happens at that award? What do you do?
Well, we're going to have a little bit of a assembly for our students. It's going to involve some titles with respect. We've been doing life skills convocations this year, and we're going to talk about respect and have a little bit of a presentation with some poems read and I think a little video. But we'll honor him, give him an award, put his name up on this big placard that we have,
right,
and let him speak to us a little bit about what it means to him. And I believe he may even entertain us a little bit.
I was going to bring the piano.
Play the piano.
There
that's
you
right.
go.
Now, we got to ask you this because Mike is very vitally interested.
You're absolutely
in
right.
How are you doing on your preparation for the I-STEP test?
Well, we're doing really well because we we don't have to take it. We just continue to prep all year long because they don't take the I-STEP until third grade.
You're K through two.
We're K through two, right. So we get to prep for the full year and not three quarters of the year and then take the test. So so we continue to plug along and hopefully have our students prepared very well when they go on to Benford.
Hey, just so we know, on a delay day, what kind of disruption does that cause for you in the school?
Nothing. These guys are pros.
Our teachers do a great job of, they have to adjust their daily schedule to meet the needs of the students and to get in their language arts instruction, which we typically do the bulk of that in the morning. So that gets cut short. So they have to alter their day. Some of the special area classes may not see their students that day just due to the fact that we can't, a 10 or 15 minute special doesn't make a lot of sense. So we make our adjustments according to the delay schedule. But again, the teachers do a great job. Routine is something the students really thrive on. And so this does throw them off a little bit, but I would rather err on the side of caution and keep the students safe. And make those adjustments as necessary.
And don't forget their parents who depend on that same routine as well.
Well, that's true, yes.
All right, Mark, great job as always. We appreciate your time. Stay warm, stay safe. Who knows what tomorrow brings, but we'll follow along with it. And at some point, we'll get out there and enjoy that fitness track just when it's a little bit warmer than what it is. We appreciate your time this morning.
All right, well, thank you very much. Have a great day.